Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, November 11th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Food for the Hungry joins the AIDS fight with a multi-million-dollar grant. A Christian hospital in Togo shares a critical need, and clean water brings hope and life to Haitians. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, Food for the Hungry has won an $8.2 million five-year federal grant aimed at preventing the spread of HIV/AIDS. What's unusual is there are no strings attached. FFH's Ben Homan says it's aimed at mobilizing faith-based and community organizations towards abstinence-based education.
We want to multiply impact, and the way you multiply impact is to have grassroots support and grassroots volunteers in communities and countries throughout Africa. And our best grassroots is working through the church.
They'll be working in 3 African countries and Haiti, areas where churches are now becoming vocal in the AIDS issue.
People are going to come into a relationship with other people. This is an opportunity for the church to draw closer to the people in their own communities. People need the compassion and love of Christ, and this will lift the church up.
Next, the terror continues for Iraq's Christians as 2 more churches were bombed by Islamic extremists earlier this week in Baghdad. At least 3 people were killed and 40 injured in the blast that occurred within 10 minutes of each other. A wave of bombings hit Baghdad this week as U.S. forces launched an attack to capture the rebel-held city of Fallujah. Pray for peace in Iraq, and that God will give Iraqi Christians protection and endurance in this fearful time. You're listening to Mission Network News. While aid to Togo remains frozen due to human rights issues, there are some agencies making great strides there. Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's Sharon Rahili is a nursing educator in their Togo hospital. She says they need a surgeon, and that need has reached a critical stage.
We have talked about everything from having to close the hospital if we do not have a surgeon to curtailing activities, perhaps giving forced time off to the hospital employees. So it is a critical need for January. And actually, we have no career surgeon for Togo on the horizon.
Rahili says theirs is the 3rd busiest hospital in the country. Their number one goal, aside from physical healing, is sharing the gospel, which has led to numerous church plants.
Most of those have been started because of patients who have been to the hospital, accepted Christ, go back to their villages where there is no gospel witness, and start either a Bible study or connect with a pastor who will then start a Bible study in that village, and it develops into a church.
Meanwhile, clean water is vital to life. But in Haiti, people are dying because their water sources were destroyed by the hurricanes. Living Water International is seeking to meet that need. Jerry Wiles with Living Water says there are a lot of water pumps that are in disrepair.
So we have a major effort to do pump repair projects and rehab projects with water wells in Haiti. In fact, in Haiti, each water well serves about 1,000 people. The average in most Central American countries is about 250. So it's really a high-impact opportunity.
And they're taking that opportunity and using it to fulfill their vision of reaching the world with not just water, but the living water of the Word of God. Wiles says,
we don't want to just drill the wells and bring water without having a great commission focus. So we are extremely excited about the possibility of continuing to serve and support a lot of other organizations doing great commission work and advancing the kingdom in the developing countries.
Finally, the Bible League is facing a Bible shortage in Central Asia. Pastors of local churches partnered with the Bible League to get believers to read the Bible with one neighbor. The response has gone beyond all expectations, and the Bible supply has been depleted months earlier than planned. The Bible League needs more than 25,000 Bibles, New Testaments, and children's Bibles to meet the growing demand. To help meet the need, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of the upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call the resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at the website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.